This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Second hour of the program, you can dial in toll free to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Yeah, Vincent.
And Rich Paul, Pope Indigent the First.
Also, coming up later tonight, we're going to do an after show, as we like to call it, Freer Talk Live, because we don't have the pesky FCC getting in the way of the things that we might want to say on the air. That'll be tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, just after the radio show version of Free Talk Live ends. We will continue as an after show with no FCC censorship on the Twitch platform. So we'll be exclusively on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you go follow our channel there. That's twitch.lrn.fm. That is our video streaming platform, our primary video streaming platform. We're on YouTube, but the after show will not be on YouTube. It's only on Twitch. So once again, twitch.lrn.fm. We go back to the phones, to the fun. Coming up, we still got to get to the Trump-North Korea update that you've got, Vincent. Plus, somebody brought up the DSA last hour, and you had a story about that as well. The Democratic Socialists of America, I think is what that stands for.
Boo.
So, yeah, we'll get into that, too. But let's go first to Gia on the line in California. Gia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, if it isn't my favorite three cis white evil pieces of garbage. Rich, Vincent, and Ian, how are you queens tonight?
Kiss, kiss.
Oh, yes, to you too, girl. Did you get your girdle on okay there, Rich, or were you too high to, girl?
Oh, yes, don't start with me, girlfriend. I got the book on you.
Oh, please. Okay, we'll go at it later, Richie. Don't worry, honey. Listen,
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I won't say that word, but I will. Listen, first of all, castrate Christopher Cantwell. I am an Antifa member, a trans woman.
Is this a new movement? Castrate Christopher Cantwell?
It's very alliterative.
It is alliterative.
Yes, hashtag.
Okay, nothing that requires me to handle Chris's nuts is even on the table. Not even on the table. You gotta, I
bet Gia would do it. She'd probably volunteer.
Rich, I've got
and if you do it, I won't stop you. I mean, I wrote him off when he went Nazi.
I understand. Listen, I'm not going to do it. I know you're busy. I have 4 points as to how evil, cis, straight, white pieces of garbage, such as yourselves, can atone for your atrocities to people of color and trans women such as me. Would you like to hear them really quickly?
Let's hear it, although I don't agree with your assessment, but go ahead.
I think your assessment is atrocious, go ahead.
Thank you. And by the way, that previous caller was right. Minorities and people of color don't have to have specific examples, honey. They just have to exist, and scum like you white, straight garbage bags have to exist. So here we go.
Did you just assume my gender?
You look like Derek Vineyard did not shave his head, honey. Okay.
So now we're body shaming.
3X. That was amazing. That was
not you, honey. You're looking.
All bodies are beautiful, sweetheart.
Okay, listen. Let me get through these, and I'll get off here. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Just don't splash it on me.
Thank you. Number one, real quick. White, straight, cis men apologize for their existence. Number two, white, straight, cis men. These are her demands.
I thought you were saying we're supposed to apologize. Okay, that we did.
No, this is what we have to do to make up for being white.
Okay, gotcha.
And straight, cis men.
It gets worse. I'll be done quickly. It gets worse, so thank you for your time. Holy regards. Number two.
I'm only mostly straight, by the way.
White straight cis men voluntarily castrate themselves. This could be chemical or physical, like Depo Provera for the pedophiles, so we don't have to. So there's
they use Depo Provera on males? Is that a thing?
We can use that on you guys. Yeah, you need it.
No, but is that a thing, Depo-Provera? That's like a female birth control shot. I thought. I didn't know they used that on men for castration. Is that a thing?
Oh, well, it might be, but back in criminal justice, even 10 years
ago. That would deprive the women of the world of so much joy, though. I think that's an anti-woman proposal.
Right, sure.
What's very chauvinistic of you, Rich?
I mean, really, if you look at supply and demand, if you want to make things better for women, you have to increase the supply of available men. And if you want to make things better for men, you have to increase the supply of available women.
No. There's robots now, Rich. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah. I hang with hackers. One of them would do a... I thought I could say that. Sorry, bro.
Ian, could I get through 3 and 4 real quickly, please?
Go ahead.
All right, thank you, hon. Okay, for an evil straight cis piece of dog garbage, you're okay. So listen, 3.
Do dogs make garbage?
White straight cis men like young Vincent there, scumbag, surrender all property, communication, and transportation to their local people of color and LGBTQ minorities, which is very fair. And 4, white straight cis men kill themselves. So what do you girls think about that?
Just give up all your property and kill yourself.
In what order do you want all of that to happen in?
In the exact order that I said. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, I don't think I owe anybody anything by virtue of the fact that my mother pushed me out of of her womb with this particular configuration. I just don't buy that.
Yeah.
Well, but it's because you're... Because you, as both of you, as white men, or just whites in general, right? You're profiting off of the institutionalized racism that was established through slavery, which made America the richest country in the world, and that's why the U.S. is advanced because they use slavery.
See, that's how public schools teach American history. Slavery was such a detriment to the economy where it was practiced that it made it impossible for the South to defend itself because they had no industrial plant, because they were living in some sort of nightmarish feudalist fantasy, and not capitalism.
No, absolutely. Yeah, obviously I'm being sarcastic. But yeah, in Bowling for Columbine during the cartoon segment, that's what they said. We're like, he had like some South Park imitator on there and it was like, the white man used guns to institute slavery, which made America the richest country in the world. And I was watching with my father and he like almost threw the remote at the TV. And it was like, it was Michael Moore's attempt to tie gun ownership to racism.
Wow.
We continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go to Ron in New York, also on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Ron.
Hi.
Hey.
Yang Gang, 2020.
Who? Who?
The Yang Gang.
Yang Gang.
What's this all about?
So there's this guy who's actually like from right around here in New York, who's a Democratic candidate for president, an entrepreneur named Andrew Yang. And he's proposing universal basic income for those who don't know, which would mean that he would give everybody $1,000 a month. But it's this big meme, and all these libertarians are like sarcastically supporting him.
Why?
Because his ideas are so unlibertarian.
Well, but he's not a libertarian, right? He's a Democrat.
No, he's not a libertarian. And one of the things.
So why would a libertarian be sarcastically supporting
him? Well, sarcastically supporting somebody to me is putting out things that are basically they look like pro-Yang propaganda at first glance, but the arguments are made badly. Things are misspelled. I used to have an account on Red State called American Hero, where I played this being the idiot the idiot neocon.
I see, like the guy with the Moran sign.
Yes,
like that. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's the guy.
Okay, so you're talking about libertarians? They're online. They're posting memes about this Yang guy.
Yeah,
what's the point, though? Like, what? I mean, is it just for the lulz? It's for the lulz. They're laughing
for the lulls and to discredit his argument.
All right, stand by.
I've been talking
here.
About this on QA for the past like 2 weeks, so I'm surprised, Ian. You're.
Well, I have to ask for people that don't, you know, that are out there. I know you talked about it last night on your show, but not everybody listening to us right now is aware of that. So, more coming up here. 855, 450, free. We'll find out about this Yang character and his Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to Discord. www.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners anytime that you want. And I also want to make sure that you know about what we're doing over at Twitch. Right now, we've got a goal. We would like to get to the Twitch partner level. And honestly, we're a bit of a ways away from it right now. So the more people that we can get to help out with this, the better off we're going to be. If you aren't yet following us on our Twitch channel, please drop by twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you got an account. And that only takes a moment. It's free to get an account set up. And then, again, go to twitch.lrn.fm, hit the follow button. And then if you want to really go above and beyond the Call of Duty, just leave your browser window open or leave a tab open to our Twitch channel. That way it's always on, because what we have to do to get to Twitch partner level is hit 75 concurrent viewers over a month's time, basically. And a typical show runs about 15 to 30. So we still not quite halfway there yet. So the more people that we can get to keep their browser window open, the better off we're going to be. Now, just to be clear, leaving your browser window open doesn't mean that you'll count as a viewer. If you're not there, they've got some kind of script that will detect that. But if you are at your computer, then they'll detect that you're there, and then you will be counted as a viewer, and that'll help us get to that next level. And being a Twitch partner means that we can get more exposure on Twitch, and the more exposure we can get on Twitch, the more new people we can bring to the ideas of freedom. So there's a big audience out there on the Twitch platform, millions of people, tending to be, I think, towards the younger side of things on Twitch. I don't know how many, you know, elderly folks there are watching Twitch streamers, but we do want to reach new people, and this is a way for us to do it. So we've obviously got, you know, we're very successful on broadcast radio. We've got 194 radio stations coast to coast. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of listeners that equates to over a week's period of time. But we're still pretty small on Twitch, so we could use your help. Just drop by twitch.lrn.fm, hit the follow button, and do us a favor. Just leave that browser window open there and keep it open as long as you can, maybe for the next couple months, if you possibly can. So if you've got a computer at home or at work, that's a good thing that you can do for us. So we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Ron is on the line. He was calling about this Andrew Yang, Yang Gang. The Yang Gang. Now, are these Yang Gang people, is it like a mix of people who honestly support him and people who don't support him? They're just trolling. What is your assessment of this Yang Gang?
So he started the term Yang Gang.
Okay.
And it was just so cheesy. It's like him with a bunch of bros and a picture on social media. And he's like, we're the Yang, hashtag Yang Gang. And it was so cheesy, so everybody kept making fun of it, and they were like, oh, I'm a part of the Yang Gang, but now it's just kind of been adopted. And he's even gotten sort of like the MAGA type of caps, like ball caps, that say Yang 2020 on it.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just hilarious. And then also, Mike Gravel is apparently going to get in, or he's most likely going to get in. Mike Gravel being the former Alaska senator who ran for the Democratic nomination in 2008 and then sought out the Libertarian nomination.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was sort of noteworthy, not because he was in any way really a Libertarian, but he did seem to be kind of anti-war, if I recall.
Yeah, he was anti-war. He was best of a bad lot on the Democratic side, mm-hmm. but Ron yeah. Paul was running on the Republican side, so I didn't have time or energy for Gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and what's he doing now?
He might be running president again, though he's 88 years old.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's even older than Bernie.
Wow.
He is. He's 10 years older. But I guess he's also anti-gun control, too, so that might not hurt him. Or that might not help the Democrat. But I guess the Wall Street Journal...
Well, it helps him with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the number one issue to me.
Really? Gun control?
Gun control, yeah. No matter what comes, the more guns there are out there, the better.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
The two most important issues to me are being against gun control and being against foreign intervention.
It must be weird to be against gun control and live in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
You know, we got a Free State Project going up here. We want your kind.
Yeah. Only got to move a few hours to the east. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ron. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I mean, if you're in New York, you are in the 50th least free state, and it's 50th by a mile. Number 49 is way up compared to where number 50 is on
that
list.
Wouldn't that be the first least free state or the 50th most free state?
No, it wouldn't be the 50th. You're right.
It's
you're
glass
right.
Half okay. full, half
it is
empty
the least free state is
correct.
The easiest way to say it.
I wonder if Manhattan accounts for most of that, because like everything that I hear way more just disgusting statist totalitarian crap coming out of California than
New
I ever
York.
Do from New York. So I'm surprised that California isn't number 50.
Yeah. The thing that would save New York State would be to spawn New York City as a city state. Let it be the 51st state.
Or just drop a tactical nuke on it and be rid of all their problems.
Well, you know, but Broadway, bro.
No, I do not.
You know, the thing is, have you ever chilled in New York City? New York City, from a libertarian point of view, kind of rocks from an agorist point of view, let me say, because everything's illegal and nobody cares.
Well, yeah, that's true. There's wide disobedience
they
in New York City.
They don't care. You can find after-hours clubs. You can find marijuana clubs. You can find sex clubs, prostitution clubs, brothels, drugs.
However, the people there are pretty statist. Even though you can find all that stuff, you know, the people of New York City are notoriously
The ones with political power certainly are.
Or the ones who are dependent
and
on
maybe
state
even,
handouts.
And the thing is, but there's a mix. The people who are dependent on state handouts
welfare
probably don't
queens.
Care about what you do with your personal life. And, you know,
well, no, but
personally,
they'll vote
well,
for whoever
then
gives
again,
them the most
we
money.
Talk about welfare queens, but there's a disconnect in that because these welfare queens, why are they on welfare? They're on welfare
because the government
frequently
offers free
because
money.
There aren't any jobs and because they're pursuing rational. Self-interest. If you're going to give me free money for the rest of my life, I would be stupid to turn that down. You know, from a self-interest point of view, it's only if I'm collectivist that I say I shouldn't abuse the system. If I'm being an individualist, I should say, well, the system is stupid, and therefore, if I can abuse it to my benefit, I'm gonna, you know, I'm going to do bad things to it, giving $40 and jump out the window.
I don't know why you're defending these people. I mean, it's stealing, and also like even you know like
but it's not stealing. Collecting taxes is stealing.
Well, no, yeah, and they're benefiting from that. They're accepting stolen money.
Well, yeah, but then again, they've also had their liberty stolen. So,
well,
you know,
okay,
you've got to figure everybody in America has had liberty of infinite value stolen from them by the government.
Okay, and
so the government owns them.
I don't support that, but that doesn't justify her bad behavior. And these are the ones that's how we get people. It's like called the Democrat plantation.
See,
because
me,
they keep voting for these politicians who give them free stuff
hold that
because
thought.
We're absolutely dependent on
hold
it.
Hold that thought, guys. We can come back here in a moment. I love a good disagreement among the co-hosts here. So we can get into it deeper. In moments, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to join us, this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior Department of Justice official is saying that the special counsel is not recommending any further indictments. Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz reacts to the news.
If the report does conclude, as the president has said, that there's no collusion and there's no obstruction of justice, it will really take the wind out of the attack on the president himself, though many of his colleagues are still now facing indictment, sentencing, imprisonment.
Dershowitz was speaking there on Fox News, and flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations of towns along the Missouri River. Governor Mike Parsons has declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and join us here. Number 855-453. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Are you new to the world of cryptocurrency? Well, the folks over at Bitcoin.com have the Bitcoin Academy that you can check out when you get a few minutes to learn the basics about Bitcoin and crypto. Get over to Bitcoin.com. You'll find that there, as well as other great features like their news site. The latest news headlines updated multiple times a day, at least daily, over at news.bitcoin.com. They also have a Bitcoin forum where you can engage with the community. Plus, they can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend it over at bitcoin.com. As we continue, you guys were debating the issue of being a libertarian and accepting welfare and or pursuing the acceptance of welfare. And Rich, basically your argument is the government has been screwing people over, they've been destroying their freedoms. What's the big deal if you take a little bit of money back?
Yeah, the bottom line is you have a right to take anything from government at any time, because we are at war with the government, and the government, more importantly, is at war with us, whether we like it or not. So to me, everything is a weapon, okay? So if the enemy throws down an M16 on a battlefield, am I going to keep my AR-15 or am I going to pick up his M16? I'm going to pick up his M16.
But Rich,
even though it was paid for with tax dollars.
But Rich, why do they want, you know, they want people on welfare? They've said back, you know,
they want people to vote, and they pay for it by putting people on welfare.
But they want also people to pay.
take the welfare and don't vote Democratic, then that's a loss for them. They're paying for it, but they're not getting their quid pro quo.
But then they become dependent. It's all about dependency. They want as many people dependent on them as possible. It was like some of the mining areas of West Virginia. They refused to accept welfare because of a work ethic, and then finally the economy got so bad because of Obama and all the regulation in the coal industry that they finally started accepting welfare. And then one of the White House czar or whoever was working for the government, they got an award or something, and they said, "What? Yep, we broke mountain pride." So they want people to be on welfare. They're happy that people were going on the dole. So the government
if there's anybody out there who is on the dole, then my answer is don't be bought. Take the money. Because why not take the money? Otherwise, they're going to turn it into bombs and drop it on Iraq. But don't be bought. Don't let it buy your silence. Don't let it buy your consent. Take their money and use it to fight against the system. In martial arts, they always tell you to use your enemy's energy against him. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. There is a difference between taking welfare and being bought out and taking welfare as a means of using the enemy's energy against him. So long as you keep sight of what you're doing, I have no moral problem with the latter.
And I can guarantee 99% of welfare recipients don't share that view and will continue happily voting for whoever will provide them with more stuff. That's why it's like
Rich isn't saying he's in favor of welfare. I would imagine, Rich, if you could press a button and abolish the program, you would.
Right.
But since it's there, what you're saying is, otherwise no cost, why not take it? Now, I'm not saying there's no cost, because I think there's the obedience cost, and they might get a little more involved in your life.
Well, the thing is, it's like if Yang ever got in, we've been talking about Yang. If Yang got in, there was a minimum guaranteed income, that would be groovy for me, because I would be an anti-government activist 24 hours a day. Now, eventually, I would destroy that income that I had, but that's okay, because my liberty, to me, is more important than the income.
Right.
So I say take the money, but don't ever let the money become more important to you than winning back your liberty. Use the money to win back your liberty. Donate it to the Libertarian Party.
Buy more ammo and guns. Yeah, don't to any political party.
I want libertarians to buy more ammo and guns.
You buy like a shirt or something of value from like either a candidate, an organization, or something. Just don't just straight up give them money, because you're giving the CEO or the person on top, whoever gets most of that money, just more money to buy a pool.
It makes more sense to buy drugs and guns.
I mean, when you donate money to the Church of the Invisible Hand, what you get is stay alive and I get to keep bringing you quality content.
You didn't say the Church of the Invisible Hand.
You are working. But it's true of the Libertarian Party as well. They're producing content and they're getting paid for it.
They're not as good. They're controlled opposition.
And their content's not as principled.
Well, they've got a way bigger audience than I do.
Okay, well, so does CNN.
They need to not be principled. The Libertarian Party should never pretend to be a principled libertarian or to be a principled anarchist organization, because if a principled anarchist organization woke up one morning and discovered that it was a political party, it would shoot itself in the head and cease to exist. So the political party should never claim to be an anarchist organization, even if it is an organization of anarchists.
Well, it's controlled opposition.
It should be used to move. I don't know that it's controlled. I hope it's controlled.
Libertarian Party is infiltrated by conservatives, right? You've said that.
Well, it's been infiltrated by everybody. Guess what? If they infiltrate and vote libertarian, we can't have two people talking at once.
And yeah, it's just a total charlatan organization, in my opinion. And it's just controlled opposition. We're not fighting for liberty. We're fighting for their own brand, their own money. And yeah, don't give them any money. Don't support it. At least support like maybe local people that you trust or whatever. But don't give it to that national organization. Waste of money.
Let's get back to your calls and thoughts.
Detrimental to liberty.
We've got Tom. He's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about evolution and how, you know, of course, we are all the product of our ancestors. And
amen, brother.
You know, well, you take a look over the centuries, a lot of mothers died in childbirth. And if a guy is 40 years old and his wife dies in childbirth, and he's raising his army, and he's going to go find another woman to help raise his army or whatever, The guys
is
who are
army the term
on,
you're using for his family?
Yeah, raising his children. Okay,
strange,
the guy who's turned on and excited about a 50-year-old woman marries her, and they don't make any more children, though, because she's too old now, pretty much. But the guy who gets all excited and turned on by a woman who's in her 20s, then they get married, and then they have more children. So, you know, the ancestor pool of ours would be, you know, over the centuries, you know, getting more of these guys who are excited by younger women in our ancestor pool. So it is a very natural thing for guys who are, like, middle age to be more excited by younger women.
Are you trying to convince yourself or us?
I'm trying to explain. You know,
that's probably true, but then if you're attracted to prepubescent girls, then that would be biologically self-destructive.
That's called
being
a hebephile.
No, not only that, but then you don't make, if you don't make a baby, if she's too young or if she's too old. But what, the other part is, if guys who would divorce their wife at that age and find somebody who's younger, you know, Mother Nature doesn't care about right and wrong. Mother Nature only cares about how many more babies get produced.
So to be clear, you're making the argument that men are attracted to younger women.
Well, I'm explaining why
and you're explaining
there's an evolutionary bias toward men being attracted
because younger
to
means
younger
more
women.
Fertile
that's
right,
right.
younger
that's
means
right.
more fertile and as we talking about the children
but it's, the other thing is
I would have to say young and nubile because there's a limit to where young ceases to be beneficial and becomes detrimental
correct
so,
now the other part of it is that if her body is not capable of producing any milk then those babies aren't going to thrive unless he can afford a wet nurse. And these babies that die, they're malnourished. They, you know, the first sign of any kind of epidemic, they're the first ones to go. So guys who get excited
by women with larger breasts.
No, but that's very detrimental to the child's health, like formula babies versus, like, breastfeeding.
That's what they say, yeah.
Well, yeah, but just breastfeeding, you know, it's natural. It has all the immune-boosting functions compared to formula. It's like you can't raise a lamb on formula. You have to raise it on actual lamb's milk. Otherwise, it'll get too sick and weak and die.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join
us. Same thing with babies.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you if you want to jump in. Do that. And you'll sound really good, almost like you're sitting here with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to say thanks to Save a Horse, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Save a Horse, and I'm not sure off the top of my head whether that is a male or a female, but that is the name that they wanted used on the air. And silver means $5 a month. That means they're contributing $5 a month, maybe via PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC, over to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you'll get access to some special bonuses, some perks for you as an amplifier, and we certainly appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us when you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, you get some cool perks, and you can see how we're spending the money there over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's see here. We had all this other news to talk about. The DSA was brought up earlier tonight by one of our callers, Vincent, and I did ask you to pull up your related show prep on that. DSA standing for the Democratic Socialists of America?
Yes.
And I guess Bernie Sanders is in a bit of a spat with them, or what's going on?
Well, his the title, this is from Vox.com, which is a left-wing propaganda outlet, but it's titled, Bernie Sanders' reparations comments caused rift over DSA endorsements. And the subhead here is, Democratic Socialists of America endorsed Sanders on Thursday, despite pushback from some members over his comments on reparations.
Reparations being the idea that certain groups of people believe they're owed money because of atrocities that might have happened to their relatives who are dead.
Yes, in this case, African-Americans or certain ones, you know, wanting believing that they deserve slavery reparations from white people.
And so the Democratic Socialists are split over this, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it goes in here. I'll just begin right away. So the Democratic Socialists of America have endorsed Bernie Sanders' campaign for president despite some consternation within the organization regarding his comments on reparations. The DSA announced its Sanders endorsement on Thursday evening after a meeting of its National Political Committee. The decision was widely anticipated, but there was a wrinkle. The group's Afro-Socialists and Socialists of Color Caucus, a section within the organization focused on race and people of color, had asked the 16-member committee to withhold its endorsement of Sanders over his stance on reparations. The independent Vermont senator
has... Which is to say he's against them.
Yeah, it goes on here. The independent Vermont senator has declined to back reparations for the descendants of slaves in the United States, arguing that broader anti-poverty programs will help address inequality. And that's not clear what the term means. So he's basically favoring one
system. He wants welfare for everybody.
Well, one system of wealth redistribution over the other. That's mm-hmm. more explicit. DSA's members have previously voted 76% to 24%. To endorse Sanders in a poll conducted by the organization's leadership this month.
Which, by the way, is not a lot of people. There are not a lot of people in the DSA, even though they have had numbers growing. Their membership numbers have come up significantly since Trump got into office. But it's still, I think, only like 50 or 60,000.
I'd say also it has to do with the fact that so many people are going to college now, and there's all these just openly Marxist professors that I
see. But there's always been openly Marxist professors.
Yeah, but not every... Yeah, yeah, but, well, I mean, beginning from the 60s...
it hasn't been exclusively openly Marxist. I mean... There was a time
when... It's still
when,
not exclusive.
Well, no, it's mainly Marxist professors, and also more people are going to college now because, like, everyone needs to go, right?
That's
that's what they tell people in the public schools, what they tell right? Them, yeah. So I'm just saying after all these years of public school indoctrination, daycare indoctrination, kindergarten, all the way up to college. So I think it's entirely feasible that the Democratic Socialists of America become a major third party in the United States in a similar way that the New Democratic Party is a major socialist or more socialist third party in Canada or Labor is in the UK. That's just my prediction.
See, I don't know. I expect these kids to grow out of socialism the same way they grew out of Santa Claus. Eventually they find out it's a myth. Now, it's more difficult for them to find out it's a myth now because they're in a situation which is mostly socialist, a university, mm-hmm. and it's an area where incredible amounts of money are being pumped into it in the form of student loans, so it looks pretty good. But when they're out in the world working, I think things are going to change.
Well, but you also have a bunch of geezers like in Vermont who still believe in socialism. You have, like, I can't tell you how many boomers believe in socialism, and these people...
Well, if you look at the belief in socialism versus age, people do tend to age out of it.
Well, I mean, I haven't looked at that, so I can't
speak to it.
That
may be just the difference between generations.
What I think is different about this, you know, let's say millennials, right, of all the college debt, is that there's going to be, you know, socialists are going to take advantage of that by saying they need to have, like, what was it, by offering debt to...
Amnesty?
Amnesty or some sort of wealth redistribution or whatever.
So those of you who didn't go to college get to pay for the college of those who did.
Exactly.
Right.
So the socialists are providing a huge incentive for millennial college students to support them.
But a lot of the millennials were never college students, so that's also a huge disincentive for the people who were millennial and not college students to say,
what portion?
Oh, I'm going to pay for these kids who went to school. What portion?
Yeah, what portion of millennials didn't go to college?
The ones who didn't go to college.
I know. I'm just curious as to...
I don't know the demographics of that group is, but I know that there are millennials who didn't go to college.
Well, of course there are.
Here we go. But, NBC News, April 4th, 2018 poll. Majority of millennials are in debt, hitting pause major life events. So maybe it's not all credit card debt and student loans. So they say most of them, according to this poll, right, are in debt. I'd say it's more, you're more likely to be in college, you know, student loan debt because they're bigger and you can't declare bankruptcy of that compared to credit card debt. So I stand by
and
most
there's a certain, I mean, the thing is credit card debt and student loan debt are not the same thing. To say that the majority of millennials are in debt is not to say that the majority of millennials have graduated college. There's also the people who go to college and don't graduate. Although, of course, they would benefit from student loan forgiveness.
So it is going to be kind of interesting to see, you know, what happens this time around to the Democrats as far as, you know, last time there was that controversy between Sanders and Hillary Clinton where it turned out that Hillary Clinton was cheating during the Democratic primary. Now, she hasn't thrown in yet, has she, into this?
Oh, she's been flip-flopping a lot. She says she won't and then says, oh, never say never. So we're unsure. She's such a dishonest person.
She may be waiting to see who else jumps in. But there's a large field of candidates, from what I understand, thus far. And, of course, they're all going to be attacking one another. And so it's probably going to get pretty ugly. It should be interesting to see if there are further schisms. Because there was talk during the last election on both the Democrat and the Republican sides that the election was going to create, you know, schisms within the Democrat and the Republican Party. Like, the people who are anti-Trump were supposed to be splitting off from the Republicans, but it looks like they've fallen into line. And the Democrats, of course, have also fallen into line.
Well, political power is almost irresistible. Say, people always say that libertarians talk about what's bad, and they never talk about what to substitute for it. Well, student loans, Milton Friedman had a great idea in terms of substitute. And what mm-hmm. it was companies could pay for students to go to school. And some do. And afterwards, he was talking about like insurance companies or somebody who had mathematical analysts and actuaries to do the calculations. But basically the insurance company would pay for the student to go to school and then would, after the student got out of school, get a portion of their earnings thereafter. And that way you don't have to pay for your schooling before you're able to earn money. But, you know, the incentives on that insurance company would be, don't pay for the education of students who are going into feminist dance theory.
Right.
Because feminist dance theory isn't going to make any money.
Pay
we don't want
useful.
A percentage of your waitressing tips.
Right. Pay for useful.
Exactly.
Careers.
Pay for things that are going to make you money, because what you're giving them the money for is a cut of their future earnings. So you have to maximize their future earnings.
Do those models
That's
not
the way
exist
to pay
today?
For this.
Do those models
no,
don't exist
no,
at all?
No, because the government deals with it. The government does.
And also,
there's not, I don't know that has ever been tried, but if you look back as far as the 70s, Friedman was writing about it in Capitalism and Freedom.
So, coming up, I want to get back into this story that we started the show out with, and we haven't been back to it. This article by a former lieutenant governor of New York State. It's appearing in the New York Post, so this is being read, presumably, by a lot of people. And this lady, whose name is Betsy McCaughey, is saying that...
Oh, my God, Betsy.
She's saying that there's a brutal downside of legal pot, and we're going to get into this prohibitionist tripe here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. You're also welcome to join us. In this next paragraph that we haven't gotten to yet... It's pretty surprising what's about to be said. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got Hour 3 next, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.